Well, it's not a time of year when there's much fruit being picked in the state's northern half, and that's a pretty good thing given the smoking hot, sweltering conditions at the moment. But Bruce and Helen Hill's Acha Cha tropical fruit plantation south of Townsville is one place where the harvest is underway. In fact, it began on Tuesday, right when the thermometer hit the high 30s by mid-morning. Bruce says it's unseasonable for the farm, 50 kilometres south of Townsville, and told Tom Major, it's a real unknown what the effect will be on the trees and the fruit crop.
Tom, normally if we get up to about 34 degrees, we feel that that's pretty hot. But yesterday we had 39.5, and today is going to go up there somewhere as well. It's just very unusual for us to have this hot weather.
There is really not a breath of wind here, is there, Bruce, among these trees?
Nothing, absolutely nothing, not even 20 metres up.
I've got the sweat dripping through my eyebrows. I'm pretty sure you'd be the same, although you're a bit more accustomed to it than a city boy like me. How are the guys out here getting on?
Oh, they're going quite well. You know, it's very difficult on them. Obviously, we don't expect that they're going to be producing the way they would normally produce in cooler weather, but they've been very good. This particular group is a group of people from the Central African Republic, so they're probably used to hot temperatures anyhow. But the local population wilters very quickly. We had two who had to go this morning. It was just too much for them, yeah.
What is the crop looking like in 2022?
Well, it's looking very good. No, it's unusual because when we had the flowering came on at different times, and it was very difficult to gauge what we were going to get in fruit. And with the Acha Cha, you never know until you actually pick what you've got. It's like selling a house. It's not sold until the money's in the bank. And in our case, because you don't see the fruit normally until it's very orange, and even then it's well hidden, you don't really know what sort of a harvest you're going to have. But so far this year, we've only been picking for 2 days and it's looking very good.
Well, the Acha Cha, Bruce Hill, is not a very well-known fruit to a lot of people, but I'll just pick one up here just so you can explain what they're like. They're sort of an egg-shaped fruit, orange skin, quite a tough skin too. Is that how you'd characterise them?
Yeah, the skin seems to be very tough. It's a bit like a passion fruit skin, a little bit thinner than that, and it certainly is tough, but it does bruise. So we have to be careful how we handle them. If they fall on the floor in the packing shed, they're rejected straight away. Now this is all the fruit, and normally we pick by colour, and the colour must be orange. It will still be fine to pick.
Now the heat, what does it do to the fruit?
Well, we don't really know. You know, this is all new to us, but we're certainly trying to get the fruit off as quickly as we can, and we'll keep up the watering. What has happened in the past is if we've had fruit on for a long time, it started to wither, to dry up, a bit like a passion fruit. And we haven't noticed any of that yet, but that could happen.
Is there any skin burning at all?
There's some, but we're not really sure which is skin burning and which is just a mark on the skin. We can look at some which are completely exposed and there's no burning on them, and they've really had the sun on them for quite a while. But others, we will get a mark on them, and we call that skin burning, but whether or not it is, who knows.
Now, the labour situation, it's been a bit of an issue around the country, but I understand you've been quite lucky here at Mount Surround. Can you tell me a bit more?
For one thing, we pick when the mangoes finish normally, which is late December, and there's not much else happening around the place in January, February, March in this area, in the Burdekin. We've been had a lot of people available. We've got here a group of Africans, some of whom worked with us last year. We've got groups of Vanuatuans and groups of Solomon Islanders, plus locals. So we're quite blessed at the moment. We've got far more pickers than we can handle.
Is being close to a city of 200,000 people like Townsville a real bonus?
Yeah, Townsville and Ayr, most of the people come from Ayr. We don't have any backpackers anymore for 2 years now. Before, we used to rely on backpackers, but they've just dried up completely. And so we've had to go elsewhere, but you know, by going elsewhere, we've found other opportunities.
Now, this crop, as you mentioned, quite a large one. How long will it take you to pick it, do you believe?
Paul, that's where the unknown comes in with this temperature. We've had seasons which have gone 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks. I would hope this one goes 10 or 12 weeks. That would be great. The longer we're picking, the more fruit we get, and the more it goes into the market. So, yeah, it's just it's a bit of a lottery, really. But no, we're hoping on 6, 8, 10 weeks.
What's demand been like?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It's, the agents have been calling us, not only from here, but from overseas too. We've already got a firm order from Asia and other orders from Europe, even in spite of terrible airline connections. Cambodia. We've got a firm order from Cambodia. It's just amazing. In Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, we seem to have gone well over the hump now in terms of people knowing what the fruit is and wanting to buy it.
Well, certainly hope that the fruit continues to come off the tree with not too many more lost pickers, because the heat out here really is a stifling thing. I notice the pickers here have a number of water bottles, and obviously they're in the shade a lot of the time under these trees as well. How have they been going so far?
Well, we've only lost one worker who was involved in a lot of other activities around the farm, and he's had to call it a day today. But in general, the others have done very well, so it's amazing. And they'll be working till 1:30.
How many pickers do you sort of need for an operation like this?
Well, when we're full blast, we'll have probably 25 pickers. At the moment, we're not there because we've still got other things to organise in the shed and whatever, but we'll be 25 pickers in a few days' time. We've also got 6 or 7 people in the shed. Now, for them, it's a little bit less hectic. It's, they've got fans to keep themselves refreshed at least, but that's over 30 people that we just have to keep an eye on in terms of heat stress and try to accommodate it as best we can.
And you're not doing too badly yourself, I've got to say, Bruce. I think there's a lot of people pretty impressed an octogenarian is out in the paddocks.
Oh, well, you know, it's we'll see how we go.
I'm certainly impressed. Bruce Hill there. Well, how are the pickers going? Tom caught up with a sweaty but productive worker out under the fruit trees.
Yeah, Ezekiel Chinfat, my bum, from Townsville. Yeah, pretty good, eh? Just come out for help Bruce out and that on the farm. Take it as much down as we can.
Have you done much fruit picking before?
No, he just hit us up to see if we wanted to come out, give him a hand. He said he had a bit of trees out here, need picking this year.
Now, it's pretty smoking hot, 39 degrees today and quite humid. How are you going in the weather?
Yeah, I'm going pretty good. All us boys, we're keeping it pretty good. We stay close to the tree with the shade, keep it shady, eh?
You've got a hat on and you've drinking plenty of water. Is that the main point?
Yeah, but I come out with one bottle, but then come to lunchtime, but I stocked up, grabbed all the empty ones.
That is warm weather around the state and central part of the state. Tom Major out under the sun there at Bruce and Helen Hill's fruit farm.